Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Okay, so the average current price of a gallon of gas in New England is about $3.60. That's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. And a portion of that $3.60, of course, goes to paying a gas tax levied by the state.
This November, Massachusetts voters will decide the future of the state's gas tax. In ballot question number one, they're being asked if they want to repeal a new law that ties the Massachusetts gas tax to inflation.
The question has sharply divided the gubernatorial nominees, and according to a new WBUR poll, it's divided voters too, but not along party lines. Joining us with more is Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, who conducted the survey for WBUR's Poll Vault website. Steve, well, good to have you back. And first of all, let's just first explain, because it's kind of confusing, exactly what question one is asking.
A law was passed recently to tie the gas tax to inflation. So for the last couple decades, the gas tax hasn't increased at all because it's not tied to inflation like it is in many other states. And almost immediately, opponents to that law collected signatures to put on the ballot the idea of repealing the law that ties the gas tax to inflation. If that sounds confusing, it's also confusing to voters, clearly, and deciding whether or not they're going to vote yes to repeal or no to keep the law.
Okay, so that is the question. Again, just to be clear, a yes vote would repeal the law, a no vote would preserve a gas tax that's pegged to inflation.
Correct.
All right, so what did your latest poll find on where voters' minds are on this?
A narrow edge for the no side. 45% said that they would prefer to not repeal the law. 39% said that they would vote yes to repeal the law.
So right now, just a narrow lead for those people who want to keep the gas tax pegged to inflation. And listeners, you're going to have to forgive us for repeating this over and over again, because I think, as you said earlier, Steve, the fact that it is so confusing in a certain sense is being played out in your poll, because one of the things that you found is that the respondents didn't seem to fall along traditional political lines.
Right. Almost always when you do a question on taxes, you see a division between Democrats and Republicans that's pretty stark. So Republicans will be opposed to the tax measure to a significantly greater extent than the Democrats. In this case, there was a very small, really almost no partisan gap between Democrats and Republicans. That, to me, suggests people don't know what a yes versus a no vote means. You know, some people hear gas tax indexing. Nope, I'm against that. I'm voting no. Whereas, in fact, a no vote means I don't want to repeal it. I want to keep it. So people don't necessarily know which side they should vote for to express what they're trying to say.
Yeah. Is there any possibility here, though, that what you're finding is evidence that this is an issue, surprisingly, because I know it has to do with taxes, but that this is an issue in which it doesn't matter what party you're on? I mean, your perspective on a gas tax may be independent of political leaning.
It would be pretty different from what we've seen in other tax questions in Massachusetts, if that were the case.
Okay.
You can't say for sure, of course, but it doesn't appear that way just looking at the numbers.
Now, 16% of those people who responded to the poll were undecided. Here we are in September, so it seems to be still fairly early in the election season. Do you think that number is likely to change as we get closer to November?
Certainly. As people figure out what a yes versus a no vote means, as people learn even about what the issue is, that number will change. You know, it's important to remember that for many people, election season hasn't even started yet. A lot more people will vote in the general, and many of those people haven't taken the time yet to learn what the ballot questions are about.
Right. So when it comes to taxes, how much do we see people deciding at the last minute on how they're going to vote?
It's pretty unusual, actually, again, because very often things fall along partisan lines. The fact that we don't see that here may mean that this is a bit more unusual and people do decide a little bit later on in the game. But that seems like it would favor the no side. You know, whenever there's a ballot question, it's yes to change something or no to keep the status quo. So if you don't understand something, the tendency is to vote no, which is why the no side wins more often than the yes side.
So we're going to have to see how this evolves over the next 7 weeks or so. Steve, before we let you go, what issue will you look at next week on WBUR's Poll Vault?
We'll be looking at the ballot question on earned sick time. This is the one which would give employees in Massachusetts, pretty much all employees except for people who work at very small businesses, the chance to earn and use sick time.
Well, that's Steve Cazella. He is president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which is conducting polls in this election season on behalf of WBUR. Steve, always great to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you.